It is time for MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Same with you, Bill. Postseason is upon us.
All right, speaking of postseason, Andy, the Red Sox held a postseason press conference. What can you share with us?
Well, they had that press conference at Fenway last week, and Red Sox Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom said he expects the roster to look very different in 2023. A new contract for shortstop Xander Bogaerts, the team's top priority, as well as signing third baseman Rafael Devers to a contract extension. So Red Sox fans get excited because the Sox made their first move of the offseason on Tuesday. They claim catcher Caleb Hamilton off waivers from the Twins. This season, Hamilton was 1-for-18. He struck out 14 times to make room for Hamilton on the roster. Sox designated outfielder Abraham Almonte for assignment.
You know, I detect some uncertainty or approval in your content there, Andy.
Well, as you should. There's certainly no reason to get excited by their first move, and if that's what we're going to be seeing, it's going to be a rough and long offseason.
Well, he did say a different roster, although I didn't understand his Xander Bogaerts part of it. But anyways, let's go. Hey, J.D. Martinez picked up a postseason award. We have a little note on that on the website here.
Yes, he was named Co-American League Player of the Week along with Aaron Judge for the last week of the regular season. During that week, J.D. batted .353 and hit four home runs.
All right, other player news notes, Andy?
When we talk about Bogaerts and Devers, they've made 581 starts together at shortstop and third base for the Sox. That's the most in team history since Jimmy Collins and Freddie Parent played 967 games together at short and third from 1901 to 1907.
I wouldn't have ever thought that. That they would have that record.
Yeah, they've been together quite a while at this point, and hopefully they'll continue to be together. But if I had to put my last penny on it, I would say that is not going to happen. They won't be making start number 582 together, but prove me wrong, as I say.
Hey, I would have said Joe Foy and Rico Petrocelli. Oh, my gosh.
That's quite a combo right there as well.
There you go, from the 60s. All right. Other news, Andy?
Well, a little stat here is kind of eye-opening in terms of the Red Sox power outages this year. The Sox this year had 27 home runs by their corner outfielders in 2022. Former Sox outfielder and DH Kyle Schwarber hit 45 this year playing left field for the Phillies. And former Sox right fielder Hunter Renfroe hit 28 for the Brewers. Of course, they were both on the Red Sox roster in 2021.
I remember talking about being disappointed when Schwarber was not re-signed or held on to by the Red Sox. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely, yep. And then trading Hunter Renfroe to bring Jackie Bradley Jr. left, who didn't even last the whole season with the Sox. That was another mistake.
Yeah, all right. One thing for sure, though, is a win today on Nesson Plus.
Yes, Red Sox wins come aplenty on Nesson Plus, and now they've moved into the best of different seasons. So today on Nesson Plus, it's the best of 2004. First pitch at 3 o'clock. It's a game for September the 17th of 2004, as the Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-2 at Yankee Stadium. Sox scoring twice in the top of the ninth off Mariano Rivera. Johnny Damon broke a 2-2 tie with an RBI single.
Well, let's get everybody updated on what's happening in postseason, which apparently doesn't involve the Red Sox this year.
It certainly doesn't. While we were away, the wild card series took place in the American League. The Guardians beat the Rays 2-0. It was the Mariners over the Blue Jays 2-0 as well in the best of three series. Over the National League, the Padres got past the Mets 2-1, and the Phillies swept the Cardinals 2-0. So now we're in the best of five division series. In the National League yesterday, pair of games two took place in Atlanta. The Braves blanked the Phillies 3-0. The Padres came away with a 5-3 win over the Dodgers in Los Angeles. The National League Division Series resuming tomorrow on FS1 in Philadelphia and in San Diego. Both series tied at a game apiece. In the American League today, another pair of game twos take place as the Astros host the Mariners at 3:37. And then tonight, the Yankees welcome in the Guardians at 7:37. Both games will be on TBS, the Astros and the Yankees, each one, game one.
All right, Andy, one of the most popular features in this is where you share with us, in this podcast, rather, is where you share with us Major League notes from the past week or so on, things that some of us obviously did not know until now. What happened?
Well, on the last Sunday of the regular season, Zach Pop got the win for the Blue Jays and Jordan Romano got the save. Marked the first time in Blue Jays history that Canadian players had a win and a save in the same game. Both players are from Ontario. The Braves made a long-term commitment to rookie pitcher Spencer Strider. They gave him a 6-year, $75 million contract extension this week. Strider becomes the first Brave rookie to have a 200-strikeout season in 2022. He's also the first pitcher in Major League Baseball history to record a 200-strikeout season and allow fewer than 100 hits.
And your last note, I think, takes an unusual twist. What's this one, Andy?
Yeah, former employee of the Angels is going to be spending 22 years in prison for his role in the death of Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. Eric Kay, sentenced on Tuesday in Texas after being found guilty of providing drugs that led to Skaggs' death in 2019. Coroners concluded that the 27-year-old Skaggs choked on his own vomit and a mix of alcohol, fentanyl, and oxycodone in his system. Kay was the team's communications director at the time.
Oh, man. Way back in 2019, huh? Jeez.
It seems like it was just a few days ago. Time was just rolling right along, unfortunately.
I know. I could pull that podcast up. We have them all on files here. We don't throw anything out, Andy.
No,
but
we
I remember talking about
that.
We're
talking about it, so it's there.
Exactly right. All right, Andy, just a quick note on this Red Sox team. What do we look forward to? Not look forward to, but what will be happening on this timeline for possible signings or news from the Red Sox in the weeks ahead?
Well, I think we'll see some more information being leaked out if the Red Sox are making any progress with Xander Bogaerts. Of course, we've got to wait until the World Series is over to see if Xander Bogaerts opts out of his current contract. I mean, obviously, everyone thinks he's definitely going to, so that's just a kind of a situation. We have to wait for the World Series to end before free agency really opens up and players can make decisions on their contracts. So that'll be the first hurdle for the Sox to really jump over at this point to see if they're going to bring him back and extend him, or is Xander going to walk away, and then who knows who's going to be playing shortstop for the Red Sox next season. Obviously, Rafael Devers, he has another year left on his contract, so it's not a major priority to get him signed up in this offseason, but it would make a lot of sense. But a lot of people even speculating that, you know, with a year left in this contract, if they don't see him being signed long-term here in Boston, that the Red Sox could look to even trade Rafael Devers in the offseason. So can you imagine losing Bogaerts and Devers in this offseason heading into 2023? That would not be a good mix. And then after that, that somewhat gets cleared up soon. I mean, the Red Sox have to look at other moves that need to be made. And obviously, starting pitching is an issue. The bullpen needs help as well. And the team needs a little more offense. A little more power in that lineup. Obviously, J.D. Martinez is a free agent. He's not expected to be back either. So you could be losing Bogaerts, Devers, and J.D. Martinez out of this lineup. So things like Chaim Bloom said, the roster's going to look very different next year.
Oh, and not in a good way either, I suppose. Yeah.
Doesn't look positive, no.
No, you got Trevor Story. You can put him at shortstop, right?
Yeah, maybe he can play three-quarters of the season this year, then less than half or something like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. Well, Andy, I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you, the bright news here is that if the Red Sox were in the playoffs right now with this forecast tonight, we couldn't play, you know, so whatever, you know.
That's true. The game would probably be postponed, and we'd have to wait another day. But we'll be waiting a long time. I don't know if this team's going to be making the postseason anytime soon.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Andy, great talking with you. We'll talk again soon.
Always enjoy it.
MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.